The Wilson Performing Arts Center in Red Oak has a fun production coming up the next few weekends for you to enjoy. It's Legally Blonde, the musical. Many folks have seen the movie, and now it's a chance to check out the musical version on stage at the Wilson. Julie Murren is with us here this morning, and Julie is directing this production. Julie, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks so much for having me on today.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, let's talk a little bit about you first. Now, you've produced some other shows at the Wilson, correct?
Yeah, that's right. This would be my third production that I've directed. I've been involved in lots of things over the last 18 years at the Wilson, but I just 2 years ago directed School of Rock for the summer production, and then in the last season, I directed An Evening with Carol Burnett in their January part of the season.
Sounds like music was a big part of both of those productions.
The Carol Burnett production was a non-musical,
okay.
And School of Rock definitely was a musical, yeah. For sure.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, very good. Well, you've got more music involved here. Talk a little bit about putting together a musical for a local production.
Well, when you put together a community theater production, of course, you are looking for local folks, but the beauty of the Wilson is that it is located in a central location where it is within driving distance of many communities, even larger communities like Glenwood, Council Bluffs, Omaha. And so you put out feelers out there all over the area, and hopefully you get a great mix of those communities, which is what we have. We had auditions, we started music rehearsals, and just dove right in just after Easter. We've been rehearsing about 4 days a week up to this point, and now we're in the home or the stretch. Sorry, we're getting really close, I guess is what I'm saying. We are there just every day, just cranking it out, making huge improvements every time. We're having a great time. We've got about 40 cast members plus our crew, so I would put that number closer to 50. And we're having such an awesome time getting to know each other, building relationships, and putting together a really amazing show.
Yeah. You know, 4 days a week for rehearsal and maybe a little travel involved for some of these folks. It's a pretty big ask, so they must really enjoy this.
It definitely is a huge commitment. The Wilson is based in Red Oak, and I would say about 7 or 8 people in our cast are from Red Oak, and all the rest are traveling from places like Clarinda, Shenandoah, Glenwood, Griswold area, Omaha. Quite a few are coming from Omaha, but they're Southwest Iowa natives. So they call Omaha home, but Southwest Iowa would be like their original home. So
sure.
A lot of them are really coming back to their roots. So we are just so happy to have them back, and also to have some new faces on our stage, and maybe just new faces to me. It's a pretty good mix of people that I've worked with before and people that I have never worked with before. And so that is really fun to see those friendships grow and things like that. But yes, you're right. It is a really big commitment, a lot of driving, but you know, when we're getting down to the wire, we're really, really seeing a ton of improvement. And that kind of achievement really makes it worth it, all of those, you know, late nights and long drives. And I think some of those long drives are carpooled, and those people are having a great time in that carpool. So
you bet. Well, it really stretches your multi-million-dollar budget for production, doesn't it?
yes, that is for sure.
Don't you wish?
Especially, right, exactly. Especially in a show like this one where there are a lot of locations, there's a lot of different ensembles. For example, we start in California at UCLA. We have a whole sorority full of girls, and then they go to Boston, they go to Harvard. There's people in the salon, there's people in department stores, there's people at graduation, there's people in the classrooms and in the courtroom. And so a cast this large and that has this many ensemble roles is going to have costume change after costume change after costume change. So that definitely stretches a budget, but we have a wonderful costumer, Shelby Spencer, who has really done an amazing job at being able to balance that with the budget. And also, we are just so grateful to our sponsors. Houghton State Bank is our sponsor for this one. And they have really, really gone above and beyond to help us out for this show.
Very good. Appreciate that. Before we get into the cast, because I want to give some kudos to some of the folks who have been working so hard there to produce this for folks, but the show itself, Legally Blonde, many folks are familiar with the movie. Not sure how many folks might be familiar with the musical. Does it track pretty closely to the movie?
There are definitely some differences, but it for sure has those same characters that you remember from the 2001 movie with Reese Witherspoon. So it's got all of those same characters. There's a few differences here and there, but all of those quirky one-liners like the bend and snap and things like that, those are going to be definitely recognizable to our audience. Of course, that 2001 movie is a non-musical. So all of the songs that you're going to hear on the stage are going to be new to you, but they're going to take those quirky one-liners and they're going to put them in music and make them really, really fun.
You bet. Well, comedy is all about timing to begin with, and there's a lot of comedy in this. But when you add music to it, does that make it that much more difficult for the actors to prepare for this?
Difficult, but also like a great opportunity. So we were just talking at our rehearsal last night about how funny the lyrics are to the music. And I think sometimes when an actor has been rehearsing a production for weeks and weeks and weeks, they get to know everything, just memorize it in and out so easily that sometimes we forget how funny things are. So sometimes we learn it so well, we forget where the funny parts are, that we have to, like, take a step back and look at the lyrics one more time, look at the dialogue one more time, and decide, like, the audience is going to roar at this. So we have to kind of step back and give them a chance, right? So we kind of talked about last night, like, really spit those lyrics out, make sure the audience can understand everything that you're saying. What does your facial expression do when you say that funny line or sing that funny lyric or do that funny dance move? And so we're really trying to tune in to, like, what we think the audience is going to react to and to be able to, like, really lean into those fun moments. And there is so much energy in this production just from beginning to end. There's probably a lot that you could pick up, like, the second time you saw it, just because there's so many things going on. So if people want to come, like, multiple nights in a row, we would support that.
I bet you would. Well, let's talk a little bit about the cast of characters that you have there, too. We'll be very familiar with a lot of the characters, but who is portraying some of those?
Okay, so we've got some local folks and some new folks to our stage. So playing Elle Woods is Caitlin Torbett. And then followed right beside her is her dog, Blue, playing Bruiser Woods. Warner Huntington III is Elle's boyfriend at UCLA. She hopes that they are on the road to marriage, but he has something else in store for her. Warner Huntington III is being played by Camden Rozelle from the Griswold. He's a Griswold high school graduate. And then we have Emmett Forrest, who is someone that Elle Woods meets at Harvard and really befriends her and is very kind. His name is Tanner Williams. He's from Glenwood. He lives in Omaha now, but he originated from Glenwood. And then playing Vivian Kensington is Lena Torbett, who is a Red Oak native. And then we've got Paulette Bonafonte is making the actress Joy is making her Wilson debut. She's never been on the stage, so we're really, really excited to have her. And she's bringing her dog, Chester, to play Rufus, Paulette's dog. And then who can forget Professor Callahan? And Harvard is being played by Drew Ripplinger. He lives in Malvern. His whole family is in the production. His two daughters and his wife. And then they've got two younger girls also, but his two older daughters are on stage next to him, as well as his wife, Floy. And Drew is also making his Wilson debut. Last one that I want to mention is Olivia Plowman is playing Brooke Wyndham. Brooke Wyndham is on trial for killing her husband. And so Olivia Plowman is from Clarinda. She currently lives and works as a elementary teacher in Shenandoah, elementary art teacher, in fact. And Olivia is from Clarinda, and she used to do high school theater when she lived in Clarinda, too. So this is her first time back to being on stage since she was on stage as a high school student. So it's really exciting to have her back on stage as well.
You bet. Well, you can't have a musical without somebody taking care of the music for you, so we want to give a shout-out, too, because that's important.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We've got a great production team. Our music director is Don Torbett. He's a Red Oak native. He currently lives in Bellevue. And his wife, Kate, is playing Elwoods. And then we've got our choreographer, Lacey Kiefer, who lives in Percival. Our costume designer, Shelby Spencer. Our props master, Marissa Charlie. And then our stage manager is Austin Heiser.
All right, a lot of folks to make this all come to life. Hey, I got to ask you too, Julie, how's it working with the dog?
Oh, I tell you what, we've got two dogs in our production. We've got Bruiser Woods, who's Elle's dog, and then we've got Rufus, who is Paulette's dog. It's been really fun. Actually, they've been bringing those two dogs to rehearsals from the beginning to get them used to the space, get them used to the cast, and let them kind of explore. The fun thing is that these dogs are just best friends. So they have a great time together. Sometimes because they're best friends, sometimes we have to make sure that they're separated and ready to be focused for their entrance and things like that. And so the thing that is wonderful is that we've got some dedicated dog sitters that are backstage taking care of them and keeping them entertained while they're not needed on stage. But it's been really great to have dogs on stage because, you know, anytime an animal comes on stage, like the audience is just glued to that dog. So that's been a really, really fun energy. And I would have to say, even though I have directed like 40 productions over the years, this is the first time I've ever used like real animals on stage. So that was a first for me. I have directed lots of children's productions where there were animals. Then I just had a kid play the animal and that was adorable. But there is something special about having a dog on stage that the audience and the cast really, really love.
No doubt. Well, tickets are $10 and $30. There are two weekends full of shows for you to attend at the Wilson, June 5th and 6th, the first weekend, and then the second weekend, June 12th and 13th. Showtimes are at 7:30 p.m. And then on the Sundays, June 7th and June 14th, those are 2:30 in the afternoon shows. So you've got lots of options there to enjoy. And like Julie said, if you'd like to come back a second time, they have two weekends for you. So feel free to do that. Again, $10 and $30 for tickets, and you can get those tickets by going online at wilsonartscenter.org, or if you like, call the box office at 712-623-3183. We'll see about tickets at the door. That kind of depends. I don't know you want to take your chances there. You might want to get after it here early and make sure that you get your seats for the show. Julie Murren is directing Legally Blonde, the musical, a fun production at the Wilson Performing Arts Center in Red Oak, and she's been sharing with us here this morning. Julie, thank you so much. Hope you have great shows.
Thanks so much for having me on today, and really, really hope to see lots of people in the audience. We're really excited to bring this show to Southwest Iowa.